Today is International Jazz Day, and musicians around the world are celebrating their genre in a virtual festival, including Boston pianist Yoko Miwa. She recorded her trio's new album, Songs of Joy, during the pandemic, and it's been topping the jazz radio charts. WBUR's Andrea Shea reports on how being locked down changed the way Miwa produced her new release.
Like so many musicians, Yoko Miwa was crushed when the pandemic erased her slate of concerts and regular weekend gigs at two local restaurants. But the acclaimed jazz pianist decided she had to keep performing live for audiences, even if it was only on Facebook.
Hello, everybody. Welcome to my studio in Boston. So nice to see you again.
Basically, I did live streaming from my room from March to August. Every weekend, I didn't skip, even on my birthday. But I didn't know this is going to last this long.
Miwa had a lot of time on her hands in lockdown, and she really needed to do something positive to escape her sadness. Her scheduled tour and album were delayed, but she also lost her father, who lived far away in Japan, to Alzheimer's disease. So Miwa, who's been playing with her jazz trio for 15 years, started practicing classical music again, and she created a goal for herself.
I started composing one song a day. I got 5 new originals from doing that in my new album.
This is Inside a Dream, one of Miwa's 5 compositions on her trio's new optimistically titled release, Songs of Joy. The name honors session keyboardist Billy Preston, who backed artists including Little Richard and the Beatles. Here's Miwa's version of Preston's 1975 tune, Song of Joy. The tracks on Miwa's album are a mix of her own creations and interpretations of other musicians' songs that have given her comfort and inspiration over the past year.
During this pandemic, something helping me is music. Playing music or listening to music or learning new music. I cannot live without music.
Miwa started studying classical piano as a kid. She eventually won a scholarship to Berklee College of Music in 1997. Now, 20 years later, Miwa teaches piano there.
I feel very lucky. I have something I love to do. That's also my job.
On her new album, Miwa pays homage to her teachers, colleagues, and idols, including piano hero Thelonious Monk. She also puts her own jazzy spin on the 1950s song, Babe, I'm Gonna Leave You, which was made famous by Led Zeppelin. The album's 11 songs travel through Miwa's emotional ups and downs. She wrote a ballad called The Lonely Hours for her now-gone father, who was isolated during many of his final days because of pandemic restrictions. It lifted Miwa's spirits when her album hit number 1 on the Jazz Week jazz charts after a very hard year made even harder by not being able to play live for so long.
Especially as a jazz musician, it's very, very important to keep performing in front of audiences because that feeds our soul, of course. But also, it's necessary in order to improve our artistry. So we miss it very much. We need it.
Like her album, Miwa is embracing positivity. She's been focusing on practicing and learning, so she'll be ready when her trio can finally be together again with an in-person audience. She hopes that happens soon. But even with restrictions eased for local music venues, Miwa says she still doesn't have any live shows on the books. For 90.9 WBUR, I'm Andrea Shea.